Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today in our overtime, we wanted to talk about, should you be self-employed?
Always a good question.
Always a good question. And many people ask us, many people think about it, and some people do it, and many people don't do it. But
Some people do it and stop doing it.
Right. Lots of combinations. But it's always a good thing to think about because, you know, it is a gig economy, and you might do better.
Yeah.
But it's not...
Not for everyone.
It really isn't. So I'm just going to throw out a couple of things. One is you really have to be a self-starter.
Yeah.
Someone who's highly motivated. You don't need a manager. You are just really good at that. You get up, you're motivated, you will do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is I think you have to be good at bringing in business. You have to be able to sell. Get out, network, and bring the business in.
And I would even say, even if you don't know exactly how to sell, you have to be willing to sell because you can learn it, learn how to sell your services or your product.
Right. But you have to be willing to do that. If you're somebody who is an introvert and won't go out, I mean, you can still do a lot of it online if you're really good at that, but you're going to have to introduce yourself to people at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And close the sale. You know, even if the online you're able to bring the business in, you ultimately have to usually talk. You have to be able to deal with uncertainty because there is good times and there's bad times and you have to be able to weather them all. And the small businesses are very much affected by the economy before big businesses are. Mm-hmm. They usually don't have a lot in the bank to get them through the tough times. So you have to be okay with that, which takes a certain kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
I think you also have to be aware that it's all your fault, good or bad. So if it works out really well, it's your fault. If it works out really bad, it's your fault. Like it's all...
You have to own it all.
You do, and you have to be willing to grow because the business doesn't... Your weaknesses are your company's weaknesses. Your strengths are your company's strengths.
Yeah.
So you're going to learn everything you never wanted to know about yourself by going into business. It's real growth.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. You usually are somebody who does not fit in a box because I find the people that make the best business owners are the ones that just couldn't fit into any job. I mean, they were able to do a lot of jobs, but they didn't fit into the culture of a company. They really wanted to run their own thing.
Yeah.
You can kind of see them. I can see them because I'm one of them. I don't fit into a box.
Yeah. What I was going to say is it's almost like there's an independent streak in them.
Yes.
That even if they, as you say, work for a company for many years, they're always thinking on a different plane.
Yeah.
About what they want to do.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to throw in is that they are very quick to see opportunities and jump on them. So business owners don't usually say, let's do research on that and spend a year trying to see, is that direction we should go in? And let's get a report. And they don't do that. They don't have time for that.
Yeah.
They jump on opportunities and they find out quickly if it's a good one or not. And then they move on to the next thing. They're always doing that. So that's not everybody has that ability.
This is great, Kathy. I actually have a list as well. And
did I miss something?
No. Well, mine, I think, complements some of yours. So first I looked at who shouldn't be self-employed.
Uh-huh.
And that what I thought about that is if you need security.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no.
If you need affiliation, like if you belong to a larger entity of some kind.
Right, for an identity. Yeah.
If you need constant reassurance. If you need things explicitly spelled out for you, you know, like you need to know the instructions of how to do things. If you need a steady paycheck, and if you feel as if you need a big name behind you.
Yeah.
That's one of the things when we were running business groups, the people who came from large corporations had a very hard time shifting their identity. Remember that?
Yes.
That it's okay to say, I'm Me Inc. as opposed to the big brand. And then I was thinking, It's self-employment can work if you're okay with selling, which you mentioned, uncertainty you mentioned. I said saying yes, then figuring out how to deliver. Like, that's a big thing that I think happens with self-employment.
Yeah, we do that all the time. We say, oh, yeah, we can do that, of course. We've never done it before, but what? It's not that bad.
Figure it out.
Well, it's within our scope. We'll figure, we'll put it together.
Yeah.
Right.
And the other thing I wrote, which is neither here nor there, but it's just being comfortable with ebb and flow, that things go up and they go down, they go up and they go down, and reinvention along the way, that it's not a static. That's the fun in some ways of self-employment. It's not a static experience. It's always changing.
Mm. Yeah, I had a business owner tell me the other day, talking about another business owner, and she was saying, he didn't live through 93. He didn't live through, what was it, 2000, 2001. He didn't live through those. So he doesn't really know. And it's true. A business owner who has lived through a couple of downturns, you know, knows, has a safety net, and learns that there are times when you've got to do things differently.
Yeah.
You know, you take the small jobs. You take, sometimes you have to get a part-time job.
Yeah.
Find other ways to make money. And maybe the company, it does what it does, but then you take in other kinds of work just to, you know, be able to make it through.
Yeah.
But that, it's kind of like, we're kind of like rats. We're kind of like squirrels, right? Like, I prefer cockroaches myself.
Little scavengers. Heaven.
Squirrels. Squirrels are urban rats, right?
So. Right. Right. So that you have to be okay with that. I mean, So it may not be for everybody, but if you're relating to what we're saying, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot of fun. And one of the things that we often encourage is you can start something on the side if you aren't ready to take the leap, right? You can always start something on a smaller scale and try it on, see if it's for you.
That's really a good idea. I mean, before I went off, I did do side gigs and really like the independence of them.
Right.
That, you know, okay, I made mistakes, but nobody yelled at me because it was my mistake. I grew from it.
Yeah.
Right. And when I had a success, that was mine too. And I really liked that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've always known how to sell.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my first career, was sales. So I was never concerned about how am I going to bring in the business.
Yeah.
It was more, you know, who's, are they going to pay me?
Yeah.
You know, are they going to pay me enough? And am I going to have enough people pay me? I mean, it takes a while for a business to be profitable. They say 3 to 5 years.
Well, and you have to, sometimes we have to go after that money.
Yeah, Catherine's really good at collections. Anyone.
This is why it is. You're complimentary for each other.
We are. Well, and it's funny because my thing was, actually, Kathy taught me a lot about selling, and I could come from the service perspective, you know, that I wanted to be of service. But my challenge, my biggest challenge was the imposter. You know, I just was waiting for someone to say, you don't know what you're talking about. Mm. So I had to push through that for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we did something new, right?
Yeah.
I mean, suddenly a published author, and now you're now you're a writer.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So.
Yeah. It's been a really interesting journey, but I think the early part, you have to have a strong stomach for the uncertainty and for not knowing where the next dollar is going to come from.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not for everybody. It was for me. It was for you, right? Like, I didn't really, I mean, I had enough business owners around me. My father was self-employed and we always worked for him.
Mm.
And my brother had his own business and I got support.
Right.
You're going, oh yeah, let's just go out, hustle. Just start hustling, go out and get some more business. And it'll take a while. And they helped me. They supported me early on financially, not in a way that made me live comfortably, but in a way that I could get through it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that may be another thing that you probably to be self-employed may need to feel some form of support, whether it's moral support, financial support, knowing you have a cushion somewhere, knowing you have options is probably a really important aspect of it.
Right. And don't take on a lot of debt. You know, try to do everything, either barter or...
Yeah, don't build a business on your credit cards.
Yeah. That's not good.
Logan, you just said that like you know people who've done that.
I know a lot of my friends who've tried to start businesses and
on credit cards.
On credit cards, and they quickly learned that they didn't want to be self-employed, and then they had to pay back, you know.
Thousands and thousands.
Right.
There's two kinds of business. One is a product, which is a costly startup, and one is a service.
Yeah.
So it's good, even if you're going to have a product business, start a service business with it where you sell your time, and that way you will have money coming in to maybe back, or you may have to find backers. But that's something I learned, I don't know, a couple of years in, was that, you know, the bank should be your partner. You don't have to use your own money. You can, because you're just a number to them. You are.
Yeah. Like, or not, depending. Or not. Banks tend to be very risk averse.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. They take a lot of convincing.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
But a good banker, a helpful banker, can be a wonderful friend. Mm-hmm. That's it. All right. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And in the meantime, if you want to be self-employed, we hope you start taking steps now.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.